This is TWiT.
Can you work a D-Star repeater from your home in Pleasant Hope? Probably not, right?
No, not that I know of. No.
All right. And Don, same thing, right? You don't have a repeater nearby?
I do have a repeater fairly close by. It's on the Louisiana side, and I'm trying to remember the name of the town, but I can work it with 50 watts, but that's really about it. So,
okay. Well, we're here to talk about some ways you can get on D-Star as well as some other digital modes if necessary. And Jeff's going to explain what MMDVM is. So Jeff, tell us what MMDVM is.
All right. There's a couple of different incantations of this. One of them is a modem, and it fits onto a Raspberry Pi, and it allows you to connect the modem to a transceiver or a transmitter receiver, and you can make a full duplex repeater that will do D-Star and several other digital modes. There's another version of this that fits onto a Raspberry Pi, and it's a hotspot, so it has a little low-powered transceiver that is part of it. And allows you to do D-Star. And is it as good as a D-Star stack, the whole repeater? Probably not. There's, you know, we could debate that for probably weeks. But they'll do DMR, they'll do P25, they'll do Yaesu System Fusion, and recently Ken Wood's commercial NXDN, which probably isn't terribly popular, but they will, I guess, do them. So, I won't debate whether they're better or worse than an actual repeater that's made for that. And there's there you go right there. So if you're not in range of a site that has a D-Star stack, that may be a good way to go.
And a couple of things about this. We built one here, but we decided that we would deploy it in a town nearby us that has more users so they could get more use out of it. So it's no longer here at our house. Otherwise, we would be showing you a live version of it. So, Jeff, looking at the info when people search in MMDVM, you can see that there's kind of a couple different ways you can get on the air with it. You can do a hotspot or it can act as a modem. You want to describe just a few of those quickly for us?
There are several, and I've only used the repeater builder guys sell a modem that you can connect to a transmitter receiver and make it a full repeater, or it could be a simplex hotspot at higher power. But there are a lot of different versions of this. I can't speak to all of them. It works quite well. The repeater builder guy's modem works quite well, and we actually connected it to an old commercial Kenwood TKR-820, I think it was, old commercial Kenwood repeater, and it does four of the digital modes that are pretty common, and works quite well for what it is. It was about $80, so, you know.
So it's pretty cost effective. That's great. Now, Victor, do you want to go ahead and show those pictures that I sent you? There's just a couple to breeze through. That's kind of the interface of it. Now, we're talking, this thing is about 3 inches by 4 inches. It's very small. So it's about the same size as your Pi, basically. And you can go to the next one. See there, it's showing you the person's call sign and that you're on the D-Star digital part. Jeff, do you want to add anything to this?
Sure. They do four or five different modes depending on what you have. So obviously, if it's active during D-Star, then only people can use it during that mode. So there are interesting aspects to a repeater or even a hotspot that does five different modes, is that folks that use it need to get used to. It can only be active during one mode at the same time. But there you go. It'll do D-Star, DMR, P25, System Fusion, and some of the newer ones are doing a fifth mode, which is Kenwood's NXDN. But there you go.
And I think a lot of you have in the past looked at maybe doing DVAPs, which are the dongles and things like that. And I don't think they're as, what's the word I'm looking for? They don't have the variety. Is that correct?
Well, a DVAP does D-Star. and that's all. And there are some other devices that only do one or another digital mode. And that's, I think that's K0GUR's lash up there that does, it's connected to an MTR-2000, I think, old commercial repeater. And he's doing all four digital modes, I think. So, yeah. Unfortunately, there are a lot of different versions. It's interesting to talk about, and I can't comment on every single one of them, but there's a lot of different bits that you can put together with this.
All right, and one more question. Kind of give me a cost. What does this cost to invest in to get you on the air?
Raspberry Pi, one of these guys, $35 or $40, and then the MMDVM, if you buy the modem, is from the repeater builder guys, is I think $85. I just bought a couple.
Okay.
Or a few.
So there's no way to build one yourself, though. You do have to buy the component from the MMDVM guys. Is that correct?
I think there are schematics out there. I mean, a person could probably build one if they really wanted to.
Yeah.
Well, we'd love to see some homebrewing. So